Commercial salmon fishing is picking up in the waters of Lower Cook Inlet, with several areas opening this week. KBBI's Shady Grove Oliver has more.
In the Southern District, the Port Graham Subdistrict opened July 14th to commercial set gill netting for the first time this season. Glenn Hollowell is the Fish and Game Finfish Area Management Biologist for the Lower Cook Inlet. He says returns haven't been especially high, so that fishery has been closed so far this season.
Because we've been tracking the sockeye return to English Bay Lakes, and it's been what I've called modest this year. We have just barely made our escapement goals with a subsistence fishery going on, but no commercial fishery. Had we had a commercial fishery, I think it would have depressed escapement to the lakes below the level that we want to see. And so we've kept the commercial fishery closed and the subsistence fishery open.
The sustainable escapement goal is 6,000 to 13,500 sockeye. As of July 11th, about 6,700 fish had returned. Beginning at 6 a.m. July 14th, it's open for regular 48-hour Monday and Thursday commercial fishing periods. The subsistence fishery will remain open. Set gill netting opened in portions of the Barabara Creek, Tutka Bay, Halibut Cove, and Seldovia Bay subdistricts in early June. Those areas will remain open for two 48-hour fishing periods per week. Hollowell says it's still early in the season to tell, but this harvest doesn't seem to match up to last year's.
It seems like we've been running slightly ahead of the 10-year average, but last year was just it was an amazing year. We were way ahead of the 10-year average last year, and we seem to be trailing that a little bit this year.
The 10-year average for sockeyes is about 21,000 fish. The 2013 harvest was more than 29,000. So far this season, 22,000 reds have been caught by set gill netters in the Southern District. The purse seine fisheries in the Tutka Bay, Halibut Cove, and Humpy Creek subdistricts, and the China Poot and Neptune Bay sections are also open.
And typically, those are very, very slow fisheries until about now. And then they start to pick up as pink salmon come back through, and as we start seeing coho and sockeye salmon. And the sockeye salmon harvest has picked up quite a bit in the purse seine fishery in the last week and a half, I would say.
As of July 3rd, only 373 sockeye had been caught. But by July 7th, that number had jumped to more than 1,300. In the Kamishak Bay District, the Chenik Subdistrict had its first purse seine opening July 12th through 14th.
And usually they go into Chenik Lake during high tide cycles. Well, apparently they got in during a moderate tide cycle. And so we've got about 6,000 fish in the lake, which is within the sustainable escapement goal that we like to see for there. And that's a 3,500 to a 14,000 escapement goal. So we're doing okay there.
Finally, in the Outer District, there are openings in Port Dick and the Windy Bay, Rocky Bay, and Nuka Island subdistricts. Hollowell says as it is early in the season, it will still take some time to identify this year's trends in the commercial salmon harvest throughout Lower Cook Inlet. Reporting in Homer, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.